Let me open the floor for public comments before the lunch break. If there is somebody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda. Mr. Green, something that's not on the agenda?
Yeah, on public comment.
Please come up, please come forward.
Okay. I'm not sure. Can I make a recommendation on the public comment? Would that be, should that be done through other means or other channels?
You can address the commission on any matter that's not on the agenda.
Okay, well, I'll shoot and see where it lands at. Anyway, my recommendation is on the oyster industry, which is coming up, and I'm sure we've got a pretty good debate coming ahead of us shortly. I would recommend that we have some type of a commission or committee on each river for the oyster productivity, for producing oysters, that would regulate oyster completely and have all say-so on it, on its uses of it. Because presently, the system we got is not working. Anytime I can take private ground and work it to the point where it outproduces and outdo all the public, and the public has got the best of rocks, but it's not being management. The management is not in a way that's going to make it produce. And in fact, it causes overworking in these areas, because over time they've taken all the grounds and they've put more and more into sanctuaries, and it's less and less areas, and the watermen are congregating in smaller numbers on these smaller areas, and they just devastate it. They need larger areas to work, and they're slow to open areas and they're slow to close it. Most of the time, they got to recommend maybe a 3 month window for working. They'll probably say, we're going to work the James River for 3 months or 4 months. They should have a commission or somebody like the Potomac Association's have got. If they open the area up and it's working good and it's productive, they can leave it open. Maybe 3 months, 4 months. Some of these areas may get worked down in 2 or 3 weeks. They need to be closed in those 2 or 3 weeks. It's difficult for the present system to be able to deal with it in that manner. It's going to have to be dealt with more like the private industry is doing it in order to keep it productive and also protect these resources. It can be done much better through a management system such as this. And the present one is not working, as you're probably going to see shortly coming up on we've got a debate coming up on the Oyster Committee for this season. But I would recommend some type, maybe a five-board, five-man commission for each river, because each river is separate. What affects James River is different from York River. York River is different from Rappahannock.
Okay,
people in these areas can work these things, and I would recommend a commission to be appointed to each river.
Understood. We heard you, Mr. Green. Thank you.
Thank you,
John. Is there anyone else that wishes to address the commission on public comment on a matter that's not on the agenda? Come forward, sir.
Hello again.
Please state your name again for the record.
Brian Hubbard.
Thank you, Mr. Hubbard.
I've got a question I haven't really been able to understand. For the last couple years, we've had to pay a $300 fee for the replenishment each waterman does as, you know, right to oyster. And I'm not quite sure how it all used to work, but I know that we're putting out a bigger bushel of oysters than, say, Maryland. Our tub is bigger. And I think, I'm not sure, but it used to be that extra little bit, shovelful, it was called a peck, that you put in there was for the replenishment for the state. Well, we're all paying $300 now, so I think we should have a bushel that is comparable to a real bushel. We're actually giving extra oysters away, which they're talking about, everybody's talking, you know, the commission and the VMRC, you know, conserving the oysters. When we're giving extra oysters away.
Mr. Hubbard, I can answer the question for you here, in that you need to address your concerns to the Virginia General Assembly, which sets the parameters of what a bushel is and did, and in fact, established the oyster user fee of $300. So that's something, both of those are outside the commission's jurisdiction.
Okay, well, maybe
the Code of Virginia.
I would like it to be addressed at some point.
The General Assembly meets in January.
All right.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to address the commission under public comment on a matter that's not on the agenda? In which case, I'm going to adjourn the meeting now for lunch, and we'll return at 1:30.